This is a review of Mishneh Berurah Yomi Simen Resh Mem Tes. We're going to do Sif Beis today. So says the Mechaber, Asur Likboa Be'erev Shabbos Su'uda U'mishteh She'eno Ragil B'me'achol. You're not allowed to have a meal or a party on Erev Shabbos, which is an abnormally special or large meal that you'd have during the week. V'afilu hi su'udas erison, even if it is a su'uda of an erison. Erison here, we're not referring to what we call engagement, rather we're referring to actual kiddushin, as it was done in the times of the Mishnah and the Gemara, in advance of the Nisuin. And the reason for all of this is mipnei kvod Shabbos, because it's a disgrace to the kavod Shabbos. Why? She kanes l'Shabbos ki yutayev lechol. Because there's a mitzvah of oneg Shabbos, kavod Shabbos. We want to be hungry when we enter into Shabbos to be able to enjoy the Shabbos meals. B'chol ayom b'chlal iser, and this includes the entire day, even the morning. So just a couple of ha'aris from the Mishneh Berurah. So he says that, first of all, obviously this applies not just to Erev Shabbos, but to Erev Yontif as well. And it's if cut and test, he discusses a case. Let's say you got engaged, and again, engagement means kiddushin, erison, on that day. You got engaged on Friday. So he says, what about then? Then it's mutter to have a suda, because since we allow people to do kiddushin on Erev Shabbos, because we're afraid shema yikadmenu acher, maybe someone else will grab this wonderful girl and marry her in your stead. Therefore, you're allowed to do it as soon as you can. So mamela, it's going to be mutter to have a suda, because this is considered a suda smitzvah. So too, you can have a nisuin on Erev Shabbos. You can have a wedding, a full wedding on Erev Shabbos. You can have the suda nisuin on Erev Shabbos also, but obviously the best case scenario is to try to push off the su'uda until Shabbos proper or until Motzai Shabbos, even if the wedding happened on Erev Shabbos. And we said similarly, another reason in Sifkat and Yud, the Mishneh Berurah gives, not just because you won't be hungry on Shabbos, but because maybe you won't have time to prepare for Shabbos because you're going to be busy at this particular meal. Fine. So going forward in the Shulchan Aruch, adds the Rama, Usuda Shizmana Be'erev Shabbos, Kigon. Let's say you have a Su'uda that's a mitzvah, and it happens to fall out on Erev Shabbos. You can't do anything about it, like a Bris Milah or a Pidyon HaBen, Mutter. That's Mutter to have on Erev Shabbos. Kein Nirali V'chein HaMenek Pashut. So says the Mishneh Berurah about this, that this applies also to a nidcha of these things, that even if the baby wasn't able to have the Bris Milah or the Pidyon HaBen at the right time, but you don't want to delay it further at that point. You want to have the su'uda, you want to have the mitzvah and the su'uda as soon as possible, and therefore you can do it on Erev Shabbos, and that's considered a mitzvah as well. And then in addition, it points out in Sifkat and Yud Gimel that all of these su'udos are called su'udas mitzvah. But nevertheless, obviously it's best to do it in the morning if you can, just to be practical. And he says we have the same idea by Purim su'uda, that if you want, when Purim comes out on Friday, best to do the Purim su'uda before Chatzos. But b'di'eved, you can do it even late into the day if you have not yet fulfilled the mitzvah. Right, the Bir Halacha points out here it applies to a Siyum Masechta as well. If you finish the Masechta on that day, and then you make the su'uda, try to make the Siyum. If you want to dafka do it on that day, make it in the morning better than doing it in the afternoon. Bir Halacha also, Dir Maskil She'eno Ragil, has a very interesting idea. He says, let's say you're a really rich guy and every day you make a huge meal like a Shabbos meal. He says, still, on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't do that. And not only that, but you should also try to do something special on Shabbos to show that even though you have such chashuva meals all week long, there is something extra special about the Shabbos. Now, in the Dirshu notes, he points out that what about a bar mitzvah bo bayom? So he quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan, Tosa Shulchan, that you can have the su'udas bar mitzvah, which bo bayom is considered a su'udas mitzvah, on Erev Shabbos as well. But he quotes from Nissim Karelitz and others that best to push it off to Friday night, have the meal on Shabbos proper, and even if it's not going to be the Bo Bayom, we already pointed out from the Marshal that that a bar mitzvah that's not Bo Bayom, but if it has a drasha or something else that makes it into a very Torah-dikah meal, that is considered a Sudas mitzvah as well. Now, finishing up the Sif, the Mechaber continues, V'lecho v'lishtos, Belikvi a suda, if you're not actually going to establish it as a suda, but you're just going to eat and drink a lot, afilu suda shiragoba b'chol, even if it's a normal large weekday meal, kol ayom mutter lahaskel min adin, technically it's mutter to do this all Friday, avo mitzvah lihimana milikvo suda shenogba b'chol mitesha shalselma, but there is a mitzvah as the day gets late and from 9 halachic hours into the day, you should really refrain from doing so and having any significant eating at that point. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat and Yud Zayin just points out that if it's a short day, if it's a winter Friday and Shabbos is coming early, then you have to use your seichel and try not to have any kind of significant eating starting fairly early into the day, because it's going to affect your onig Shabbos.